What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lions End Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about some real shit. Here we are. It's December 30th of 2023. Wow, what a year. First of all, like, if you're listening to this, give yourself a pat on the back. You made it this far. You made it this far into this year, and I just want to say I'm proud of you no matter what. Obviously, I want you to do better. You might have slacked off a bit too much this year. And we got to change that next year. All right. If you're obviously listening to this podcast, it's because you want to be better. It's because you believe you can be better. And because of that, you must do better. All right. Remember that. If you feel like you got to be better and you can be better, you must be better. That's the blessing that you get in life. And so how are we going to make 2024 better than 2023? One word. Discipline. We got to understand we don't always feel like doing things. And because of that, I truly believe that is our biggest downfall, is that we believe that we must feel like doing something in order to get it done. And in reality, that's far from the truth. There's going to be many things in life you're not going to feel like doing. And if you don't do those things, your life will become hard. You see, think about why you feel like shit when you go on like a 3-day bender and you do everything you want to do. You drink, you smoke, you do all these things that you want to do. And then after 3-4 days, you're like, I really need to get my shit together. Why do you think you feel that way? Why do you think your body and your mind starts talking to you that way and it starts rejecting everything, feeling like shit? Because when we seek pleasure too much, we feel a lot of pain. And so we got to remember going into this new year, it's like, hey, this is some shit I need to do. And if I don't do it, you're just going to stay the same, or you're going to get worse, honestly, because I don't believe in stagnation. I truly believe that either you're progressing or you're regressing, you know, and I've always said that. Give me 1 second. Hey, back here. Leon's over here. Go. And so this year, it was rough, man, but I made it rough on myself because I needed to. This year, I just can't believe how fast it went by. Now I'm looking at it. I remember it being mid-year. I was like, man, this is tough, man. This 3 a.m. wake-up time is tough. This business is tough. I'm restricting myself. I'm sacrificing a lot, man. I stopped lusting over women. And it's not that I stopped lusting over women. I decided and chose not to use that as my gateway to solving the pain that I felt. You see, all these things, these vices that we have are just a way to make ourselves feel better in the process of doing something difficult. And so for me, lusting, finding women made me feel validated that I was a man still, that I can do this. When in reality, it was just me running from my main problems financially, that I wasn't hitting my business. I wasn't helping as many people. And that's the truth. I wasn't helping enough people to where I could feel myself be financially successful. In this world, to be financially good, you must help people. You know, I have a gift that I've been working on for a very long time, and my gift is being able to get someone from where they are, physically and mentally, bad place, maybe not happy with their body, not confidence, low self-esteem, depressed, anxious, to a state of enlightenment, state of gratitude, state of power, freedom, strong, built, shredded, like feeling like anything's possible. That is what I can do. And when I'm not doing that to enough people, I pay the consequences of not having not being financially stable. And so understand, you are after something, and what's getting in between that one thing that you want and where you are is the vices. It's the excuses. You keep excusing yourself of why you can't do it. You keep excusing yourself of why you can't have it. And truthfully, at times you can't have it because you're not worth it. You say you deserve this, but you don't really fucking deserve shit. You haven't done the work. You haven't built the worth. You know, one thing that I want to work on this year, I don't want to say work on, but it's like relationships, man. Like, I've been creating a better man. I'm becoming a better man so I can meet the woman that I want to be with. And maybe you're in a position where you would like a relationship, but here's the truth. You might not be ready for what you actually want. Because there's nothing worse than getting what you want and not being able to keep it. Nothing worse than being in a relationship and you fucking it up and losing it. You know, I look back in my life and there's been times where I've met some great women and I fucked it up. My ego got the best of me. My old habits got the best of me. You know, and recently I've been looking at that. I'm like, fuck, dude, that would have been a great relationship. Fuck, that was a good girl. And then really, I was the fucking bad guy. You know, I was the fucking dickhead and asshole, you know. And so, just know this coming up year, until you don't realize that, you got to fucking shape it up. Either you do it and try it yourself, or you get someone to help you. The best thing that I've ever done in my life that's gotten me further than anything is getting coaches around me. Getting somebody to help me, to mentor me, to coach me, to issue discipline. Because that's what a coach does. A coach issues discipline. Some of you guys need someone to issue that discipline, to tell you what to do even when you don't want to fucking do it. Because obviously you can't get yourself to do it. To think that you can do it on your own over and over and over again, like, it's ridiculous. Like, you got to be smarter than that. Stop wasting time and stop wasting money trying to do it yourself. Hire somebody to help you out. I still believe in coaches. I still believe people can help you out to get better. That's what a coach's job is. My job is to help you get it and overcome the negative things that you keep doing. It's not just to instill good habits in you, but it's to stop you from doing the bad habits. So going into this next year, you got to have a blueprint. You got to have a game plan. You can't just wake up January 1st and be like, oh, new year's, new goals. No. What the fuck is your plan? If you don't have a fucking plan, then you have no fucking new goals or vision. You're just going to go back to your old habits, because humans in times of high stress revert back to their old habits. You don't have to think as much. And when you're stressed out, you don't want to think. You just want to do. You just want to alleviate the stress. So make sure when you're going into 2024 now, 2024, Mike, can you imagine that? 2024, look at us. Look at us. We're in the fucking future. So understand. Gotta have a game plan. Can't just wing it. Nothing good ever comes by winging it. You know, once in a blue moon, you'll have a Hail Mary and it'll happen. But why bet your chances on that? Why bet your chances on that when you can design something that can give you a better outcome? For sure. Go into 2024 not excited about the change, but more focused on the discipline. It's not, don't be, oh, I'm so excited. I'm like, go in there like, yo, I'm going to fuck. Like, it's, I want to not excited. Just like, understand, it's not going to be fucking fun. But you find pleasure. You find this confidence in doing the shit that needs to be fucking done. You got to understand, it's the shit that is tough that makes you proud. It's the shit that most people cannot do that makes you proud of yourself for overcoming. Like, I did this. I can do it. Come on. What else can I accomplish? You motherfuckers can't do this shit. I can do it. And that's why my fucking life is getting better. And you can just tell yourself that. Fuck you. I'm going to fucking make my life better. I'm not going to let you self-sabotage me this time. It's me and my fucking better version. And we're going to fucking do this together. All right? And I'm going to do my best to get these fucking podcasts out more. At least once a week, right? All right. Again, if you want some coaching, you can always go to my IG, The Alex Dueñas. You go check out my YouTube, The Alex Dueñas. Or you can hit me up on also TikTok too, The Alex Dueñas. Either way, hit me up. Let's get you going. Let's make 2024 the next fucking best year. Let's get it.